Hi everyone, this is Pamela. Before I start receiving Yeshua's message, I'd like to summarize what this series is about. It's essentially about how we create our own reality, and specifically from what part of ourselves we do the creating or the attracting of circumstances, events in our lives. And basically there are three levels of creation. The first is the material or physical level. And at this level, the law of physics and biology apply. And it's basically a mechanical level. And that's why you can also call it causation, like one thing causes another, and there is not really any conscious choice involved. And according to our modern scientific view of the world, this is the most basic level of creation there is. There has been an attempt in science to reduce all that we see and know about reality, including ourselves, our subjectivity, our consciousness. There's been an attempt to reduce it to the laws of physics. So in essence, to reduce consciousness to material processes or the material level of causation. I will not go into this, but in this series and more generally from a spiritual perspective, the level of material causation is the most superficial one, and it doesn't involve any conscious choice, and it seems also that on this level we are simply the victims of what happens outside of us. There's much to say about this, discuss about this, but I won't do this now. But the second level of creation is psychological in nature, and it has to do with, and I'm now speaking on the level of the soul, it has to do with the engine, the karmic engine, so to speak, of one's emotions, one's fears, desires, and as you plunge into the dimension of duality, when you start your lifetimes, your cycle of incarnations on Earth or in any place of duality, you kind of start creating and attracting circumstances which reflect your basic emotions and desires and fears. And when you get entrenched in this level of creation, what is characteristic of it is that you are semi-conscious. It's like you are just half awake. Your consciousness or what's going on inside you at the emotional level and the level of thinking is creating reality for you, but you are not really or not completely aware of it. And this is also the characteristic of the young soul. The soul is just beginning its cycle of lifetimes, diving into duality, into experiencing the extremes of duality. It's characteristic of the soul's, of the young soul's journey, that it really goes deeply into the extremes of the emotional ups and downs, the drama of life on Earth. I'm sure there are other places in the universe where one can also experience duality in various ways, but I'm now just focusing on Earth lives. And at this second level of creation. So we are the creators of our lives, but it's a kind of, one can almost say, instinctual creativity, and it's not, we are not yet aware of who we truly are at our, at the deepest level. We are driven by a certain deep feelings, emotions, thoughts, moods, and one of the most basic, I believe, is the pain of separation, the pain of feeling separated, cut off from oneness. I believe that this deep pain of separation, which is part of being born as a soul, is causing us to create or attract a lot of circumstances, events, lifetimes, which ultimately help us realize where oneness can truly be found. However, before we get there, we need a lot of experience, and we generally get entrenched or identified with duality deeply, trying to fill up the hole inside, trying to alleviate our fears or our suffering and our desires, and we kind of create in immature ways. But while we are doing this, we gain experience, like a lot of experience. I believe we had many, many lifetimes also in which we repeat the same experience again and again. For example, with regard to relationships or whatever issue is very important to you, I believe we repeat certain experiences just to truly get it, to truly come to a level of insight and awareness that can help us finally break through or remove the obstacles, the veil that is between us and our deepest core, which is pure consciousness, which is divine. And so as soon as we rise up to a higher level of awareness and we start to create more consciously, then we enter stage three or level three of creation. And at this level, we start to create with more insight, with more awareness. Although we are still not fully conscious, we do understand that we are actually creating the circumstances and events in our lives, even though they may seem very challenging and painful. But the more we understand the kind of the mechanics behind it, the more we also embrace who we are as creators. And this goes together with a sense of coming home, a sense of joy, even though the circumstances, even though life may still be painful and kind of a struggle, we are coming home to ourselves. And at this level, we're not young souls anymore. We are mature or even old souls who start to see through duality and to understand that we are basically meant to be the divine light that we are, while in the midst of duality, being true to ourselves while being immersed in duality. And this is, I believe, is called awakening. And in today's channeling, Yeshua will go into the the beginning stages of our evolutionary journey as a soul, diving into duality. So he will speak about the young soul's experience, but he will address, I believe, because I can never really predict what he's going to say exactly, but I believe Yeshua will want to address the pitfalls, I mentioned we get entrenched into duality sometimes so deeply that it seems we will never are never getting out. And he wants to address what are the major pitfalls for the young soul which make the soul get stuck into repeating patterns, into stuck also in suffering and separation. But he will also speak about why this whole jump into duality and into experience and yes, into suffering, why there's a necessity, why it's necessary for the soul to go through this, or valuable. And so I just wanted to outline these three levels of creation. Roughly, it's one, mechanical causation at the physical level; two, psychological or energetic creation, which is creating from a semi-conscious state; and three, the level of conscious creation, which is creating from an awakened state, from a self-aware state. And now I will tune into Yeshua and receive his message about the young soul's journey entering the cycle of incarnation.